Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep.
P-E-P, Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Superman rockets toward China in an effort to track down the captors of Professor Sturgeon, Lois Lane and the amateur detective Horatio Horn have walked straight into a dangerous trap.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I think the Kellogg Company must have been thinking of that grand fun you have at the circus when they dreamed up this week's Pep Dish of the Week. It's a cantaloupe pinwheel, you know. Makes breakfast a circus of fun. And here's how it goes. You start off with your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Then, with your spoon, scoop out strips of golden ripe cantaloupe. Arrange them on top of your Pep like the, you know, like the spokes of a wheel. Add milk and sugar, and see how that cantaloupe pinwheel gives your appetite a whirl. Mm-mm. And you know, Kellogg's Pep makes a terrific dish no matter how you serve it. Always crisp and tender, for one thing. Delicate as a breeze. And does that sparkling sunshine flavor rise and shine. No kidding, gang. The spoon that comes up with sunny golden toasted flakes of Kellogg's Pep is bound to go right back for more until you've eaten up every bit in your bowl. And a good thing that is, especially nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellas and girls overseas. So when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, appoint yourself a committee of one to help guard against waste. Pour out your Pep very carefully and always make sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now the adventures of Superman. Shortly after Horatio Horn, rural correspondent for the Daily Planet, decoded a telegram which read, Airship, Big Fish, Atom. Professor Alonzo Sturgeon, world-famous atom bomb scientist, was abducted by unknown men. Investigating the telegram, which was addressed to a nearby mountain lodge, Clark Kent found only a caretaker who said the occupants of the lodge had departed that morning, leaving a forwarding address in Metropolis. This turned out to be a vacant lot. Hoping to trace the abductors through the owner of the lodge who had gone to Shanghai on business, Kent, as Superman, streaks to China to have a talk with him. Meanwhile, investigating the vacant lot, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn discovered a sliding panel in the wall of the warehouse next door. Entering in the darkness, they were feeling their way between boxes and crates when suddenly the lights went on. Three men, each armed with a gun, faced them menacingly. The leader, a tall, swarthy man with a livid scar across the bridge of his hawk's nose, is speaking. Listen.
Senor and Senorita were clever to discover the secret door in the wall. But being too clever is often dangerous.
What do you mean? Why are you pointing those guns at us?
Turn them away. One of them might go off, by Gulliver.
All three guns will go off.
No.
Unless you answer my questions truthfully. Senor Kent?
Huh? Kent? Is he here?
Quiet, Mr. Horn.
But my dear...
What is this you say? Frank, is this not the senor who came to the lodge in the mountains this morning?
I never seen this guy before.
Then who is he? Who is the senorita? Answer me. Who are you?
I am Horatio F. for French Horn. And this
will
is
Miss Lois. Will you be quiet? Quiet!
We're both reporters for the Metropolis Daily Planet.
Mr. Horn!
Reporter?
Yes, I'm the local correspondent for the Daily Planet in Squeen Run, Ohio. And now, sir, perhaps you will tell me who...
The senor Kent. You did not say he too was a reporter, Frank?
That's right. For the same paper.
So, then this begins to make sense. Instead of Senor Kent coming here to investigate the address you gave him... He sent these two, huh?
He didn't do any such thing.
Quite true. We came of our own volition.
You lie. First, Senor Kent sent the police. We heard them and closed the door in the wall, which we had left open for him. The police found nothing. So the Senor Kent sent you two in order to investigate further.
No, that's
the way
not...
it must have been, Carlos.
Carlos? Is your name Carlos?
Si, Senorita. You've heard my name before?
No, that is...
Do not distress yourself, Senorita. It was quite obvious, as soon as I learned you were reporters for the Daily Planet, that you were investigating the disappearance of Professor Sturgeon.
You bet we are. Where is he? What have you done
it
with
his... It is I who will ask the questions, little man, and you who will answer them.
Nothing doing, by Gulliver. You scoundrels are going to tell us what you did with Professor Sturgeon, or by George,
you will. What, Senor?
Take that gun out of my ribs.
You will answer my questions, and quickly. Or else I shall pull the trigger.
Why, Did you hear that, Miss Lane?
Yes, and I say it's just a lot of melodramatic nonsense. If you're trying to scare me, you're wasting your breath, Carlos.
We shall see. Now, senor.
Please, stop pushing that gun into my ribs. I'm sensitive.
Then speak. How did Senor Kent know of the mountain lodge and of the big fish?
Don't tell him anything, Mr. Horn.
Well, I will count to three. If when I have finished counting, you still remain stubborn, I shall pull the trigger, and then it will be Senorita Lane's turn. Now, I begin. One.
Miss Lane.
He's just bluffing.
Two.
Maybe he isn't bluffing, Miss Lane.
Oh, of course he is.
Stop. I'll tell you.
See, I thought you would.
Mr. Horn, please don't talk.
Please don't consider me cowardly, Miss Lane, but as the president of my alma mater, the famous Correspondence School for Detectives Institute, says, a dead detective is rarely of any use on a case.
There are some live detectives I could say the same thing about.
Enough of this. I have no time to waste. Tell me what you know. Quickly.
Well, I decoded a telegram when it went through my telegraph office in Queen Run.
Your telegraph office? I thought you said you were a reporter.
A local correspondent, to be more accurate. I am also the local telegrapher in Queen Run. Also,
I see. Continue.
Well, I saw the telegram. It was in code. But I had little difficulty decoding it when I applied the rules that I'd learned in my detective school correspondence course, and there it was, simple as ABC.
This guy's either a nut or a liar, Carlos.
I think he speaks the truth. Go on, senor. You told Senor Kent of this, and he went to the mountain lodge, because the telegram had been sent there, right?
That is correct. And now, perhaps you will tell me who you are, and what you've done with the professor.
Are you kidding?
You have told me everything, senor?
He told you too much.
I was helpless, Miss Lane, at gunpoint. And as the president of my alma mater says...
Silence. Fortunately, since we caught these two in time, this is not too serious, Frank.
I don't know. You can check that guy, Kent.
We need have no fear of Kent. The police will report to him that 96 Walnut Street is only a vacant lot.
Ah, but when he misses Horn and Miss Lane, he'll come snooping back with the cops.
By that time, we shall be gone. The telegram I wait for should arrive at any moment.
Oh, what's that?
The telephone, stupid one. Answer it.
Oh, okay.
You will make no sound while the telephone is off the hook, Senorita Lane. Or you, Senor Horn.
Please stop poking me with that revolver.
Come on. Yeah, this is the Walnut Street and Fox Company. Oh, the telegraph company. Sure, I'll take it over the phone. The telegram for us, Carlos.
Good. It may be the one we wait for.
From New Orleans.
Good.
9:40. Taking off in 10 minutes. Big fish in fine condition. Signed, Max. Yeah, I got it. That's obliged.
Go on. Did you hear that?
Yes, by Gulliver, I certainly did. That can only
be... Violet.
Carlos, it was from Max in New Orleans. He said...
I heard you repeat the message. This is good. Excellent. Now we have nothing to worry about. We can leave at once, and in a short time...
Minute. What about these two here, Miss Lane and the screwball?
We must take care of them first, of course.
Just leaving them me out.
Wait, Frank. If they are found here, shot, no, that would not do. The police must not become suspicious of this place until we are far away. Let me think. I have it. An accident.
What do you mean, an accident?
I will show you. First, escort these two into the storeroom and lock the door. Hurry.
Now, look here.
All right, come on, move.
You take your hands off
me. You can't do this to us.
Now, while I'm doing it, go on.
Hurry, lock them in the storeroom.
Please, you...
Meanwhile, I shall arrange the little accident.
At the point of a gun, the conspirators forced the bewildered Horatio Horn and Lois Lane into the storeroom of a warehouse. As the madman Carlos plots an accident. What will happen now? We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, you want to play Finders Keepers with the hearty sort of breakfast you need to help start your day in high? Well, just fix it with Mom so you find a bowl of sunny golden toasted Kellogg's Pep at your place, and you'll keep right on eating, believe me. Why, who can resist those tender whole wheat flakes? All toasted crisp and golden. And who wants to resist Pep's sparkling sunshine flavor? Kellogg's Pep is called the sunshine cereal, you know. Helps old man son make breakfast mighty cheerful. And is it good for you? Mom will tell you that Pep gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. So it all adds up to good reasons why you'll want to finish off every last bit of Pep in your bowl. And gang, here's another angle. Nowadays, we're sending the cereal grains to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls all over the world. Think of that when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, and don't waste it. If you pour your own Pep, pour carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. And keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. It's so easy, gang, and so important. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
As the mysterious Carlos is arranging what he called an accident, threw away with Lois Lane and Horatio Horn in the Walnut Street warehouse, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent is on the other side of the world. At the Occidental Hotel in Shanghai, China, we find him talking with Richard Garrett, owner of the mountain lodge near Metropolis, to which the mysterious Big Fish telegram had been sent.
Say you rented your mountain lodge to a man named Carlos, Mr. Garrett?
Well, that's right, Mr. Kent. A very charming, apparently well-to-do Latin American. I met him on a plane a couple of months ago, and I was returning to Metropolis from a business trip in South America.
See. Well, what do you know about him, apart from the fact that he's charming and well-to-do?
Why, come to think of it, very little.
Oh, that's too bad.
He said he had to be near Metropolis on business during the summer and was worried about lodgings, since he understood we have a serious housing shortage.
Yes.
Well, when I mentioned that I had a fishing lodge a couple of hours from town and I intended to be in Shanghai for the summer, he snapped me up on it, asked me what rent I wanted, and paid me in full right then and there.
What bank was his check drawn on? Do you remember that?
Well, he didn't pay me by check.
Oh?
He had a huge roll of American bills with him, and he paid me in cash.
Uh-oh. You didn't find out anything about him, where his home is, what his business is, anything?
No, I didn't, Mr. Kent. No. Come to think of it, he kept me talking most of the time. He only spoke in generalities about himself.
I see. Well, the only thing to do then is to get back to Metropolis and try to trace him through his airplane ticket. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Garrett. Goodbye.
Stymied once more in his attempt to trace the elusive Carlos, Clark Kent secretly resumes his true identity of Superman and streaks back across the vast Pacific Ocean, bound for Metropolis. But meanwhile, in the locked windowless storeroom of the Walnut Street warehouse, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn are in serious danger.
Mr. Horn, the warehouse is on fire.
So it is, by Gulliver. We've got to get out. Come on.
We can't get out through the door. They locked it before they set the warehouse on fire.
Who set it on fire?
Carlos and his men did. Just get rid of us.
Great grasshoppers. And this is the accident the scoundrel spoke of.
Yes. Oh, the smoke. I can hardly see. What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. By Gulliver, I can't watch this door. There don't seem to be any windows.
No. Look, Mr. Horn. That wall is on fire. Oh. We're trapped. We haven't got a chance.
Horrified, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn are forced to stand helplessly in the locked, smoke-filled room as the fire rages all around them. How can Lois and the little amateur detective escape the inferno of fire? Are they and the final clue to the whereabouts of Professor Sturgeon, which only they know, forever lost? Superman makes things happen fast and furiously tomorrow, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Hey, gang, here's a winner in your list of famous names. It's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg, as in Kellogg shredded wheat. What a treat for breakfast. Plump, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right, full of natural nut sweet flavor. And are they crisp? And here's what else you get in Kellogg shredded wheat. Grand whole wheat nutrition. Biscuits made to fit the bowl. And 15 biscuits in every package. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.